And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Monday morning, July 1st, 2019. I am your host, Sudhin Krishnan, and I am here for your quick roundup of IU sports news. First up, the women's rowing program had some All-American honors given out. Juniors Abigail Bogovic and Antonia Frappel were both named to the 2019 CRCA Pocock Division I All-American teams. This is Bogovic's first selection on the second team, and Frappel's second award all around, being placed on the honorable mention squad. Next up, Kim Royster, women's basketball alumnus, signed her first professional contract to play for Zabiny Brno in Brno, Czech Republic for the upcoming season. Next, it was another busy week for the men's basketball team, offering future prospects. First, top 30 small forward from the class of 2021, Trey Patterson, received an offer from the Hoosiers this past week. Patterson is currently ranked 26th overall by 247 Composite and is a 4-star prospect. The next wing to be offered a scholarship from Indiana was top 35 power forward Jamin Brakefield from Huntington Prep, West Virginia. Brakefield is a top-ranked player from West Virginia and the 5th highest-ranked power forward from the class of 2020. Other notable players to come from Huntington Prep and go to Indiana was former point guard Curtis Jones and former center Thomas Bryant. The 3rd best player from West Virginia was offered by Indiana as well this past week from the class of 2020. Another top 100 wing, Jalen Bridges, was offered by Archie Miller and his staff. And if those offers weren't enough, it was rumored that point guard Austin Van Zyl received an offer from the Hoosiers this past week for the upcoming 2019-2020 season. Austin reported receiving an offer from Indiana on his Twitter page, but other sources in the media stated that he had not officially received one yet. For more basketball news, Juwan Morgan will make his summer league debut starting today for the Utah Jazz. The Jazz will play the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, followed by Cleveland on the 2nd and San Antonio on the 3rd. All games at 9 p.m. Eastern. The game tonight will air on ESPN2. While the rest of the games in Salt Lake City will sit on NBA TV. Lastly, in case you haven't heard yet, Archie Miller announced that Ed Schilling will not remain as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team, as Schilling will look to pursue other opportunities in basketball. The Hoosiers are currently looking to replace Schilling, with much debate from the media on what type of coach the Hoosiers should focus on. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the transcript and the links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all their insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, July 8th, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.